Welcome, lovely listeners. I'm Aneli Alexa, your host for the Powerful Theater Techniques to Enhance Social and Emotional Learning podcast. I'm thrilled to have you join me today as we dive into the fascinating world of transforming reading into a mini performance. Today's episode is all about using the power of theater techniques to bring stories to life and enhance the reading experience. We'll explore how simple techniques can turn reading into an interactive and exciting activity that engages both the mind and the heart. So without further ado, let's jump in and discover the magic of transforming reading into a mini performance. Now that we've explored the concept of transforming reading into a mini performance, let's dive into the exciting realm of introducing reading as a mini performance in your everyday life. This is where the magic happens, where words on a page come to life through your imagination and expression. Whether you're reading to yourself or to others, there's an opportunity to turn a simple reading session into a captivating mini performance. So how can you go about doing this? Let's discover some engaging techniques and tips to help bring your reading to life in a whole new way. Now, let's talk about how we can foster active engagement during reading. One way to do this is by encouraging readers to visualize the story in their minds. When readers create mental images of the characters, settings, and events, it brings the story to life and enhances their overall reading experience. In addition, you can promote active engagement by asking thought-provoking questions before, during, and after reading a passage. This encourages readers to think critically and apply what they're reading to their own experiences or the world around them. Another effective technique is to incorporate elements of performance into the reading experience. Encourage readers to read aloud, act out scenes, or even create their own dramatic interpretations of the text. This not only brings the story to life, but also helps readers develop a deeper understanding of the material. Furthermore, providing opportunities for discussions and group activities related to the reading material can foster active engagement. By sharing their thoughts, opinions, and interpretations with others, readers can gain new perspectives and develop collaborative skills. By implementing these strategies, we can transform reading into a mini performance and create an environment where active engagement is nurtured and encouraged. Creating an exciting and interactive reading experience is all about tapping into the power of storytelling and performance. Whether you're reading to children or presenting to a group of adults, infusing energy and creativity into your reading can captivate and engage your audience. One way to create an interactive reading experience is to incorporate different voices and characterizations for the various personas in the story. This can help bring the narrative to life and make the characters more relatable to the listeners. Another effective technique is to use props or visual aids to enhance the storytelling experience. For children, this could involve using puppets, costumes, or even simple hand-drawn illustrations to accompany the reading. For adults, relevant visuals or interactive elements can help to illustrate key points or add depth to the storytelling experience. In addition, consider incorporating audience participation by asking open-ended questions, encouraging listeners to share their thoughts, or even inviting volunteers to take on certain character roles during the reading. By integrating these techniques, you can transform a traditional reading activity into a dynamic and memorable performance that sparks imagination, fosters engagement, and leaves a lasting impact on your listeners. Now let's delve into the structure of a play to uncover deeper meanings and insights. When you analyze a play's structure, you're really getting into the nuts and bolts of how the narrative unfolds. Pay close attention to the exposition, rising action, climax, falling action, and resolution. Each of these elements contributes to the overall impact of the play and can provide valuable insights into the characters, themes, and messages being conveyed. By breaking down the play's structure, you'll be able to better understand the motivations of the characters, the tension that drives the narrative, and the overall impact of the story. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion to reveal the rich, flavorful core. So, take a moment to consider the play's structure and how it shapes the experience for both the audience and the actors. As we immerse ourselves in the world of literature, it's vital to encourage imaginative visualization. Take a moment to picture the scene, the characters, the setting. Let your mind bring them to life in vivid detail. By doing so, we allow the story to unfold in our minds like a mini performance, enhancing the reading experience and truly bringing the words on the page to life. Our ability to visualize enables us to connect more deeply with the narrative, fostering a sense of engagement and excitement as each page turns. So as we delve into our next book, let's open our minds to the endless possibilities of imaginative visualization. Today, we've explored the exciting world of turning reading into a mini performance. For educators, this approach offers numerous benefits. By incorporating dramatic readings and storytelling into the curriculum, educators can captivate their students' attention, making learning more engaging and memorable. Furthermore, it fosters a love for literature and helps develop students' public speaking and presentation skills. Integrating performance into the classroom can also fuel creativity and imagination, allowing students to connect with the material on a deeper level. Ultimately, this approach provides educators with a powerful tool to inspire and motivate their students. As we wrap up today's episode, we hope you'll consider implementing these strategies in your own educational practices. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to sharing more innovative ideas in our next episode. Happy teaching! As we've explored in this episode, incorporating performance and creative expression into reading can have powerful benefits for students. By empowering them to bring stories to life through their own unique interpretations, we're fostering creativity, boosting confidence, and deepening their connection to literature. Through activities such as Reader's Theater, book talks, and dramatic readings, educators can inspire students to engage with texts in a way that transcends traditional methods. By igniting their imaginations and inviting them to become characters and narrators, we're transforming reading into a mini performance that captivates and excites. By integrating these approaches into the classroom, educators have the opportunity to nurture and celebrate the diverse talents and voices of their students. This not only strengthens their comprehension and communication skills, but also provides a platform for self-expression that can be empowering and enriching. We hope that the insights shared in this episode will inspire you to explore new ways to incorporate performance and creative expression into your reading curriculum, and that you'll witness the transformative impact it can have on your students. Thank you for joining us, and remember, when we empower our students through creative expression, we're helping them discover the joy and power of storytelling. Until next time, happy reading and happy performing.